We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John, so here we are. You know, when I met you, you were doing news on WBEN.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, more than almost 40 years ago, really.
Right. That was the first time I met you. And then I stayed in news. You went off to sports and
the
all
rest
kinds
is
of
history.
Great, all kinds of great things went your way. So much success. I mean, it's like it had been in a blink of an eye.
Yeah. I've been really lucky. You know, I have an opportunity to do the Bills for 19 years. And they've been great. I've been extremely lucky, very, very lucky.
Yeah. All right. So in the last 16 months, your life has kind of taken a detour.
Yeah.
It's been a journey. Tell us about that journey and where you are now. How's your recovery going from the stroke?
It's good. I mean, I've lost a lot of weight. I work out every day. I feel good. I just can't talk. And that's what's holding me back from being on the radio. I just can't talk, and it wouldn't be fair. I thought I might make it back last year and didn't, and I tried again this year and not going to happen. So the it's slow progress, but it's progress, and hopefully, you know, by September, I'm able to talk a little bit.
So you say it wouldn't be fair. Wouldn't be fair for what?
Well, the people who want to know how the Bills are doing, you know, it wouldn't be fair to do the Bills game, you know?
So are you stepping away then from the Bills broadcast
yes,
booth?
Yes, yes, for good. To miss last year and then to miss this year, it's too much to miss.
How hard was that decision?
It's hard. You know, it wasn't that hard until the last day or two. I began to think about all the things I would miss. I'll miss a great deal. I'll miss some people, first of all, the great, great people that work for the Bills and have worked for the Bills over the years. I miss working with them, the great people at GR Radio and working with them. I'll miss the people more than anything.
The decision, was it, did you make it on your own? Did you have help making the decision?
Yeah, I talked to my wife, Mary, about it, and she agrees, you know. She says, if you don't like it and if you're feeling like you'll be compromised, don't do it. And I think that kind of carried the day. You know, I just felt like it's too much. I'm not making good enough progress to come back full the way I want to do it and the way I want to be.
It sounds like you made it maybe a few days ago or maybe longer. Are you kind of at peace with it?
Yeah, I am. I am. I made it probably the last month or so. Just things that are going on and here comes a new season already, you know, and it comes up fast. And it just wouldn't do me any good to try to come on and do it half, you know, halfway. I can't do it that way.
And your recovery is still going on, right? I mean,
yeah.
Do you think you'll be doing, you know, more recovery as this time passes?
Yeah, I think so. I think by September, I hope to provide a comment in the booth, the radio booth in September for home games and maybe road games too. But only my voice is better, you know. But we'll see. We'll see how that works out. But yeah, my recovery continues slowly, but it continues.
And you're continuing with the speech therapy?
Yes, twice a week. And I got a program, Brain HQ, to help with my cognitive deficiencies. And it does help. It's hard tests. And, doing speech therapy and a little bit of occupational therapy.
All right. So stepping away doesn't mean retirement necessarily, I'm guessing. It almost sounds like you still want to do some work.
Yeah. I don't know what. And I don't know. I'm going to give myself until maybe the first of next year before I'm fully back, but I think I'm going to step away and really concentrate on my recovery and then get to work on doing something else, whatever it may be.
Any idea how you could continue to contribute?
On the radio?
In any way with the Bills. I mean, you've been such a part of it for so long.
Yeah. No, I don't have any ideas on that. I'm open for suggestions, but I don't have any ideas.
All of this, does it kind of make you reprioritize what's going on in life when something like this happens?
Yes. I mean, I have two grandchildren now. I have two boys, both in the area, and I enjoy them a great deal. I enjoy my grandchildren a great deal. And if nothing else, I'll spend more time with them.
I look back and you've done everything. I was thinking you've done Bison's baseball. You've done basketball games, Bills football. You've had your own show, radio, TV. You're an author. Do you have any regrets on all you've done?
I wish I hadn't done something else. No, I have no regrets on what I've done in broadcasting. I mean, I could have done something else, I think. But I think I made the right choice in getting into broadcasting.
You're a natural, I think a lot of people would say.
I don't know about that.
You know, and for more than two decades, you've been the soundtrack of Bill's broadcasts, right?
Yeah.
And you're also kind of the link to legend Van Miller.
Yeah. That's important to me, I think, you know, to be close to identify with Van, to work with Van for 16 years before I took over the play. I mean, I understand what the job is. I understand how to do the job right, I think. And not that I was doing it like Van right away, but after a while, you know, you have your own pace and your own systems. And I think I carried on for Van pretty well.
What advice would you have for your successor?
My advice would be just to work at it. You know, I mean, I worked even 2 years ago, last season I did. I was working 7 or 8 or 9 hours a week getting ready for the game, you know, and then watch a ton of video here and here, watch on the screen and watch 3 or 4 games of the opponents, watch the Bills game over again. And that helps a lot just to work at it, you know, just don't think you're mailing in because you're the voice of the Bills. Work at it, you know.
You've always shown that. You've always demonstrated how knowledgeable you are for every game. You've always been so prepared. So in the past season, when you had to sit back, when you didn't have that front row seat, how hard is it to be in this new position?
It sucks. It's terrible. But, you know, I wanted to be part of it. I'm glad I went. I'm glad to go again if they'll have me. But it's hard, you know, and you hear it and you think, maybe you would have done differently, but you can't do it. You know, you just accept what's on the air.
You know, thousands of broadcasts you've done, thousands of games, I think, when you add them up over these years, and especially with the Bills, do one or two games stand out to you?
Well, the most memorable Bills game was a playoff game a couple years ago in Kansas City when they had a lead with 13 seconds left and lost. And that was a tough game to take. It was so momentous. I didn't really accept what it meant until it took me a day or two. I came home and watched the tape and I realized, oh my God, they lost that game because it was back and forth. It was game-winning touchdown for Mahomes and game-winning touchdown for Josh and back and forth. And in the end, Kansas City won, but it didn't hit me until a couple of days later that they lost that game. That was probably the biggest shock and the most memorable game I did.
Yeah. You know, if the Bills do go to the Super Bowl again, will you be there?
I don't know. I think they'll go. I think in the next couple of years they'll go. Maybe not this year, but they'll be there. You know, with Josh, they can do anything. You know, they'll build around Josh. Maybe take a half a setback that year, but I think they'll be okay. I think that with Josh, you can do anything you want.
You know, Murph, stroke occurs very often, too often, really. What message do you have for people that are going through this like you?
Hang in there, you know, keep working, figure out what you want to do. Might not be exactly what you want to do, but do something else. I mean, you know, I'm lucky that I have such a great family and so many good friends that keep me motivated to work. And I work, you know, and just because my family and friends tell me to, I work at it.
Yeah. Will you continue to be in the broadcast booth? It wouldn't be a home Bills game without you in there.
It will, but I hope so. We'll see. I hope to contribute in some way to the broadcast.
Yep. You brought so much joy to Bills fans.
Thanks.
Thank you for all you've done. And it's not goodbye, Murph. It's just see you around, right?
Right, right. Thank you very much. And thank you to all the Bills fans, too. It's been great.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.